Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been talking about the shooting in Dallas last week as a tragedy for the city, a difficult moment for the country. But for the people who were shot and for their families, it's life-changing. Sergeant Mike Smith of the Dallas Police Department was killed last week. His 9-year-old daughter, Caroline, spoke with CBS News.
He was leaving to go to work, and I was leaving to go to a movie. And he said to me, "What if this is the last time you ever kissed me or hugged me?"
Did he always say that?
No. That was probably the first time he ever said that.
Was this kiss any different?
Yes, it was.
How?
It just felt different to me. I thought something bad was going to happen.
It was heartbreaking to listen to. And as we mourn those killed in Dallas today, people in Orlando are also marking 1 month since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, when 49 people were killed in the Pulse nightclub and 53 others were injured. One of those injured was 37-year-old Jeff Rodriguez, who was shot 3 times and remains at the Orlando Regional Medical Center. When the shooting started inside Pulse, Rodriguez hid in a bathroom stall with 14 other people. He texted his younger brother Santos from the stall, "Been shot at club, dying, I love you." Santos thought he was joking. It wasn't until he started seeing late-night headlines that he realized the truth. Rodriguez's family waited until 7 o'clock the next evening before they learned that Jeff had survived. We'll post the text chain at hereandnow.org. Santos Rodriguez III joins us from Orlando. Thank you so much for joining us, and what an exchange that you had with your brother on text that night.
Yes, to be honest with you, I still can't believe I didn't believe him. Mm. But yeah, it's thinking about it, I feel bad, and we laugh about it now.
You laugh about it now.
Oh yeah, even when I first saw him the first day, I was like, "Hey, I believe your text." By the way, he starts like he moves his head like, "You idiot!" Like,
well, how is he doing now?
He's. How do I say it? Like, it's going to be a long recovery road for my brother here. He's doing a lot better from day one, of course. He's had, like, I think 5 or 6 surgeries, and they've all been very, you know, life or death type situations. And then, he's learning how to walk now. So it's kind of hard for him to, you know, he can't stand up for too long. So he starts getting dizzy, you throw up, So it's therapy 3 times a day. That's pretty much where he's at now. I know he had skin graft surgery 3 days ago. He has a big, big hole in his right leg. So that's, they had to cover that up.
And he's able to talk to you, though?
Oh, yeah, he's able to talk. He's able to joke around a little bit. He's able to eat normal foods. But he still gets dizzy, and he throws up every so often.
And what's the prognosis at this point? Will he be able to eventually walk like normal?
You know, when you go to the hospital, you never come back normal. That's for everyone. Right now, he has problems with his right leg. He can move it and so forth, but they're trying to teach him, like, how to use that leg again, how it was before. So they said that he should be able to walk. He should be able to do his things. He loves to dance, so... You know, we're hoping and praying that he goes back to the best that he can to what he was before. So the nurses and doctors did state that he will go back to normal, but it will be a long road.
And how's he doing in handling all of that?
Man, to be honest, he's a lot stronger than I am. And I still would have been screaming over there like, "Oh my God, my leg." But, you know, he's still in shock with the whole situation. You know, he has his moments. Everyone has their moments, you know. So besides that, he's doing pretty good. Mentally, he's there. But, you know, it's like I said, a long road for recovery for you know, inside him and so forth, like mental and for everything.
What about you and the rest of your family? How are you guys doing with all this?
We're doing good. Yeah, we live about 2 hours away, so we have to drive 2 hours here and there. I know for the first 3 weeks, I stayed in Orlando, making sure everything was okay and visiting him, massaging him, so forth, and helping whatever he needs and getting things organized. So we're taking it, you know, day by day. But so far, knowing that he's a lot better, that he's alive, that took off a big load of weight there.
Now, you've set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for your brother's recovery, and we'll link to that at hereandnow.org. Mm-hmm. You're almost at your goal of $25,000.
Yes.
How are things going financially, and what are the kind of expenses that you're incurring?
Expenses, you know, medical bills, so far they're saying that, you know, there might be some medical bills, and so we're trying to figure out how that's going to be paid and if we're going to get help with that or whatnot.
Have you gotten to know any of the other survivors and their families through all of this?
Actually, yeah. I'm actually good friends with Angel Santiago. He's a good friend of ours, good friend of my brother's. I met him through my brother, and he's handling it. You know, he has his, you know, he's a strong guy as well. Hmm. But it's him and V that I know of.
And what do you talk about with them now?
Now we just regular talks, regular conversation. I mean, and we do, you know, talk about the, you know, club posts, and it does bring tears in some eyes. And so we talk about it, but we try not to talk about it. But it's kind of hard not to talk about it. The whole family's thankful for V and Angel for everything. You know, they helped out my brother a lot in the bathroom. So if it wasn't for V, I know he would have not been alive right now.
As you have seen, people from all around the country and all around the world have tried to help in some way after the attack in Orlando. What does that mean to you, or how does it feel when you're in the middle of it and you've got all these people that you don't know trying to help out?
You know, I think it's pretty cool how this, not just the country, but the whole world just got together and just started helping whatever way they can do, like however way they can do it, they just started help. And I thought that was pretty cool how that worked out. Too bad it has to be through a tragic situation. I wish it was like that all year round, like helping each other out, being kind to one another. You know, it's pretty cool because I get a lot of emails. It's like random people, like from UK, from, you know, California, Australia. It's just a bunch of random people that's messaging me to see how my brother is. And I, you know, I update them with everything I can. I know it's kind of hard. So if they're listening, I'm sorry if I have a few emails or whatever I have not replied to. It's kind of hard. I have like 50 emails like on a daily basis.
I'm sure they understand.
Yeah.
So how do you and how does your brother make sense of what happened at this point?
It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to make sense on it. It just sucks, to be honest with you. I don't know, I guess we're all still in shock about it. It's weird at the same time, it's sad, it's, we're all still like foggy a little bit about the situation.
Have you changed anything that you do in your daily life as a result of it? Are you worried that something like this is going to happen again?
You know, it's going to happen again. I know that for a fact. You know, it's getting worse every day. My daily stuff has not changed. I know that. I know when I hear sirens, I get flashbacks of that night when we were in Orlando. So when I hear it, I just think of me and my father running down the street and right where Club Pulse was. But that's the only thing that's changed.
That's Santos Rodriguez III, whose big brother Jeff Rodriguez was injured in the Pulse nightclub shooting last month. He is still in the hospital in Orlando. Santos, thanks so much for joining us, and we wish your brother all the best in his recovery.
Thank you, guys.